Employers and employers both play a role in reducing workplace deaths and injuries, said speakers at the National Day of Mourning ceremony April 28 in Langley City. I was looking at the recent statistics this morning and over 1,000 people in Canada died in 2023, said Mayor Nathan Pochel. That's the latest year where data is available due to workplace preventable workplace incidents. And over 200,000 people were injured or were sick as a result. And that sobering statistic is really a reminder that we all have a role when it comes to making our workplaces a safer. In 2024, workplace injuries and illnesses tragically claimed the lives of 146 BC workers, according to WorkSafe BC. Of these workers, 78 died from occupational diseases, nearly half due to asbestos exposure, often decades ago. 38 workers lost their lives due to traumatic workplace injuries, which included falls from heights, being struck by objects, and being caught in equipment or machinery. Additionally, 30 workers died as a result of motor vehicle incidents. The president of Langley City Fire Rescues Union, IAFF Local 3253, Dan Gray spoke about the unique dangers in his profession. For Langley City firefighters, the Day of Mourning holds special significance as it serves as a reminder of the dangers firefighters face on a daily basis carrying out their duties, Gray said. Firefighting is a hazardous occupation that involves working in dangerous and unpredictable situations. He noted that firefighters are 14% more likely than the general public to die of occupational cancer directly caused by their profession. In Canada, 94% of firefighter deaths are due to cancer, Gray noted. Exposure to toxic carcinogens such as PFAS, a chemical contained within our own turnout gear, puts firefighter lives at risk every day. In addition to the medical issues they face, firefighters must also deal with PTSD and other mental health struggles, he noted. He said the profession is working to mitigate exposure to toxins, including not allowing firefighters to wear dirty gear inside fire vehicles, having a second set of turnout gear so members don't have to respond to back-to-back incidents in dirty gear, and having air filtration inside the cabs of fire trucks, but more need to be done. Andrew March, president of CUPE Local 2058, city workers, spoke at the memorial, calling on the community to honor those killed or injured as well as be vigilant about preventing tragedies as much as possible. The speakers at the April 28 event all voiced a desire to see more done to protect workers from death and injury. The National Day of Mourning asked us to reflect on lives lost and lives changed by workplace injuries and illnesses, said Sean-Marc Gillespie, representing MLA Jody Tour. The Canadian Labour Congress held the first National Day of Mourning ceremony in 1985, making Canada the first country to formally commemorate workers killed in the workplace. In 1991, the federal government passed the Workers' Day Mourning Act, and the following year, British Columbia proclaimed April 28 as the Day of Mourning. Today, it is now observed in over 100 countries worldwide and serves as a poignant reminder of the importance of workplace safety and the collective responsibility to prevent further tragedies.